I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. The 80-plus musicians with the New World Symphony all come to Miami Beach as first-year fellows, ready and willing to hone their skills and to learn more about what it takes to become a professional musician. The goal, the ultimate goal, is to win an audition with a full-time orchestra before their 3 years with the New World Symphony are up. And for second-year bassoon fellow Sam Blair, that goal has been achieved.
The guidance we get through coaches or our conductors at the New World Symphony was paramount in me winning a job, I think. We get bassoon coaches down every month or so to give us in-depth lessons and master classes. And so many of the meetings that we attend are specifically geared towards taking auditions and how to do better in them and how to prepare for them. And I think without that guidance, I would still be a long ways off from being anywhere near ready to win an audition.
The New World Symphony claims that it's launched the careers of more than 750 young musicians, now making a difference in the profession worldwide. And Sam, a Texas native who started playing the bassoon when he was 11, is ready to launch his career as the utility bassoonist and contrabassoonist with the Washington National Opera Orchestra. The New World Symphony prides itself on preparing young musicians for the professional music world by offering them every possible advantage in terms of training and preparation. Besides the training and preparation and guidance and support, Sam says he received during his 2 years with the New World Symphony, he also says there's one other reason he felt prepared to tackle the audition he ultimately won. And that reason's name is Michael Tilson Thomas.
I never really considered myself much of a contrabassoon player, and this job that I won is for utility bassoon and contra. So the first big piece I played here for contra was the Schoenberg arrangement of the Brahms String Quartet No. 1 in G minor, and it has a pretty hard contra part. I remember practicing a lot, and I got significantly better in the week leading up to the concert. And I remember MTT sitting at a piano at a break, and I was going off stage, and he stopped me and he said, "Sam, that contrabassoon part sounds really, really good." And I never thought that I would get a compliment at all on my contrabassoon playing skills, and to come from him, who he chooses his words very carefully, and when he gives you a compliment, it feels really good. And so that sort of gave me the confidence in my own contrabassoon playing, and I don't think I would have taken auditions for it if I hadn't had that happen.
Now that he's made it through the audition process and is gearing up to take the next step in his career as a professional musician, Sam is taking some time this season to look back at the past 2 years he's spent with the New World Symphony. And he's got a lot of great memories.
I think one of my best memories with New World would be moving from the Lincoln to the New World Center. Not that there was anything wrong with the Lincoln, but this building is absolutely amazing and is exactly what every orchestral musician needs. What I like about our hall is that it has our main stage and then it has all these little satellite stages sort of peppered around the auditorium. And so we'll move from the first movement of Beethoven's Second, and then we'll go right into a piano sonata that's up on some little satellite stage. And we have an amazing lighting designer and all this technical ability to really make it a show, and it gives the audience a show that they're not used to seeing in a regular orchestra concert.
Second-year bassoon fellow Sam Blair. He'll be hanging up his New World Symphony shoes at the end of this season to become a part of a new orchestra. He recently won an audition for the position of utility bassoon, contrabassoon with the Washington National Opera Orchestra, and he starts his new job in September. I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again as we head backstage with the New World Symphony next Wednesday right here on Classical South Florida.